As you may know, KiwiCo is one of our sponsors. And since we're a history podcast, I thought it'd be fun to talk a little about the history of Sandra Olin, the founder of KiwiCo, and how she came up with this amazing idea. In the show notes, I'm including links to two videos of my kids showing off their KiwiCo kits. They were excited to receive them in the mail and quickly got to work building and crafting them. One is a pair of stereo headphones. My son learned a lot about electronics along the way and was able to build the headphones, which was pretty cool. The second video is of my daughter using needlework to stitch a pillow. These kits are well designed and give kids an opportunity to work with their hands and feel proud of their completed work. If you've ever wanted to try KiwiCo, now is the time to do it. As more listeners try out KiwiCo using our link, the more help Bedtime History receives in growing the show. That means supporting our multiple scriptwriters and for supporting our Spanish show, which you can also check out. So if you go to kiwico.com/bedtimehistory, you get 50% off your first month and free shipping. That's kiwico.com/bedtimehistory. Okay, so doing a little research, I learned about KiwiCo and its founding, which was really interesting. It was founded by a woman named Sandra Olin. Sandra went to school to become a chemical engineer and to learn about business. She started off working in Silicon Valley, California, and working for large companies like eBay, PayPal, and Procter & Gamble. When Sandra wasn't busy with her job, she was helping raise her two young children. She wanted to help them spend their free time doing creative things that help grow their minds and improve other skills. So she started organizing playdates with other kids their age, and they'd get together with the other parents and kids and build crafts and do other things that helped them grow. In 2011, Sandra decided to turn their craft time into a business where parents could sign up for a monthly subscription, and the crafts and projects, like the one she created with her kids, could be sent to people's homes. What a great idea, right? She turned something they loved into a business so other people could benefit from it. Now KiwiCo is the leading subscription box service for kids, developing award-winning hands-on projects and activities designed to spark children's curiosity and creativity. Their mission is to encourage the next generation of tinkerers, creators, and innovators to build the creative problem-solving skills needed to succeed in life. KiwiCo is very big now. It has over 100 employees, and many of them are designers who create the kits for kids. And guess what they do once they finish designing the projects? They test them on kids. Kids get to use them out, try them out, and give them the final thumbs up before they can be packaged up and sent to other kids around the world. I thought that was pretty cool. So KiwiCo now has kits for kids of all ages and adults too. If you're curious why Sandra named the company KiwiCo, it's because she loves the country New Zealand and the special bird it's known for, the kiwi. Sandra has said, "I loved the natural beauty of the country and so admire the friendly, adventurous spirit of its people. That spirit of adventure, innovation, and creativity are all qualities that KiwiCo hopes to instill in children across the world." With it being Women's History Month last month, I thought it would also be fun to feature Sandra for the amazing business that she has created and for her innovation. So if you haven't tried it yet, be sure to go to kiwico.com/bedtimehistory and get your first month 50% off with free shipping. We're very grateful for our sponsors because they, along with our donors like you, help grow the podcast. We can use that money to hire multiple writers and to grow the Spanish show and all the hundreds of videos, which you should also check out on YouTube. We hope you enjoyed this midweek episode about the history of KiwiCo. Be sure to tune in this Monday for the regularly scheduled new episode.